but look at this for a moment, because here's the reasons people give up, and the way they give up, listen, because when they face situations, they face them fearfully, afraid, hopelessly. They don't see their way clear, because they're looking through the eyes of fear, rebelliously. They don't like it. They don't want it that way. And so what happens? Fearfully, hopelessly, rebelliously, or you can look at those situations courageously. And the next simple phrase I have up there is this. We make the choice. We make the choice on how we live through the difficult times of life. And it's my prayer that whoever you are, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I can tell you, you're not going to make it. You may say, well, I have so much money, you can lose it. You know, I have great health, you can lose that. I have a great family, you can lose that. You can lose anything and everything. Listen, but if you're saved by the grace of God, you can't lose that. You can't lose your salvation. You can't lose your relationship to Almighty God. And God has called us to trust Him as our Savior through Jesus Christ, lay our life before Him, and allow Him to live His life through us, and to demonstrate to the world that Jesus Christ is who He says He is. He will do what He says He'll do, and He's more than capable of fulfilling that promise. I would plead with you, don't walk away. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, as people say. But just tell the Lord, Lord, I'm going to trust you to see me through this. I don't know how, but I'm going to trust you because you said you will never leave me nor forsake me. And God, I believe you are.